We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Dave, how you doing? Playoff time is upon us.
It is playoff time. I'm doing pretty good. All of my important leagues I'm still alive in, except for maybe one. But, yeah, feeling good about my chances of taking home some trophies this year. How about you?
I'm only alive in one out of three. I'm very unhappy about it. Very angry.
Yeah.
Not
all right.
Happy.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. We finished the regular – our in the league that Dustin and I are in together, I finished second in the regular season.
We're both getting some
cash. Dustin finished fifth. Top five win cash, so we both got some cash, and now we go to the playoffs.
Nice.
There we go.
All right. And that's that league where everybody makes the playoffs.
Yeah, unfortunately, but –
Yeah, unfortunately.
I think it's a little silly, but we would have both made it anyway because we both finished top five. So,
yeah.
You know.
Okay, great. Don't forget to set your lap this week, Dustin.
Yeah, and yeah. Dave, you don't like it, but I do like it. I like playing week 17, and it's an aggregate of the 3 weeks. You can buy
right.
The scores.
That's
so it's
how
not
works.
Like you don't like have to win each individual week or whatever. It's just a combined score of the final 3 weeks of the season.
Okay, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with everything comes down to week 17.
It doesn't,
and
right.
Two or three of your best players are resting because their team already clinched the best possible playoff spot they could get. That I'm not a fan of.
I agree.
But I'm in a league where week 16 and 17 combined is what you have to deal with.
Yep.
And I'm okay with that, too. I think having all the marbles in week 17 is a big mistake.
Yeah. I got Drew Brees as one of my quarterbacks, so I hope the Saints don't clinch that top seed before then. Especially since they have the tiebreaker over the Rams.
Right. You need the Rams to keep winning.
Yep. 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 Absolutely. All right, Dave. So much to get to this week. A lot of talk. Every week there's injuries and updates and so much to get to. All right, let's look at the waiver wire. This late in the season, usually harder to find guys. Who are the top guys on the waiver wire this week? Let's start with running back.
Well, it's actually brutal at running back this week. I mean, Elijah McGuire would probably be the guy, but we're talking about who might be the leading back for the Jets. Against the Texans, yuck. And on top of that, they play on Saturday, so they have their first practice of the week today. And McGuire didn't practice. Neither did Isaiah Crowell. Neither did Trenton Cannon. Right now, the Jets don't have a running back to crash into the defensive line of the Houston Texans. I guess McGuire could be someone that you pick up off the waiver wire and then you pivot from if things don't work out. But, I mean, the other guys that we're talking about at running back are players like Zach Zenner, Marcus Murphy in Buffalo. Yeah, I mean, these are not really good players that you want to put into your starting lineup. Justin Jackson in L.A. with the Chargers would be a good one to get, but he was picked up in a lot of leagues already.
Right.
Now there's already talk that Melvin Gordon will be ready to go for the Thursday game. It's a huge game between the Chargers and the Chiefs in Kansas City. So running back is really, I would say it's the weakest waiver wire week for running backs that you've seen this year. So terrible time to need a running back.
What about wide receivers? What are we looking at in terms of the waiver wire with wideouts?
Okay, so it's a little bit better there. You've got guys like Dante Pettis, Curtis Samuel. They're going to make plays for their teams. Pettis has scored in three straight games for the 49ers. And I actually like the matchup for the Niners there at home against Seattle. Seahawks had that big game against Minnesota. They look like world beaters then. But they're playing on the road after a Monday night game. It's a tough spot to be in. And the 49ers have actually had some pretty good numbers from their passing game with Nick Mullins under center the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to buy into Pettis. I'm going to keep using him. And I think Curtis Samuel in Carolina. Cam's not throwing it deep much anymore. And so all those short area passes comes into play for Samuel, who's been having a nice catch rate. I think Robert Foster is an interesting receiver, kind of a boom or bust type like Antonio Callaway should be for the Browns. He's had at least 94 yards in each of his last three games. Josh Allen isn't throwing it around a lot. He's running with it a lot. But he's probably going to be that top target for him and Isaiah McKenzie in Buffalo's passing game, if you really want to resort to Buffalo's passing game. But maybe this is a good time to talk about the quarterbacks, because Josh Allen is probably the safest waiver wire ad to get this week. Lamar Jackson would be better, but I'm not sure if Lamar Jackson is going to be the only guy playing quarterback for the Ravens this week. There's talk that Joe Flacco could be back. So the plan would be pick up Jackson first, and then if you miss out on Allen, then you're looking at somebody like Nick Mullins being your quarterback this week. It's not ideal, but Mullins could be okay against Seattle. If you can't stomach that, then make Allen your priority, not Lamar Jackson, since there's a chance that Jackson won't be good for fantasy owners this week.
Hey, Dave, I've got a question here from Dustin in Cleveland. Quarterback, two quarterback, this is me, by the way, two quarterback league, Jeff Driscoll or Josh Allen as your second quarterback?
Yeah, Allen, all the way. Driscoll had some nice moments last week, but it's still a Cincinnati offensive line that's got a bunch of second stringers on it. Driscoll is still a clear backup, and you can see why. Doesn't have A.J. Green. I think this is a matchup where the Bengals can ride Joe Mixon. I like Mixon as a top five running back this week. Josh Allen is just getting you huge numbers with his legs. Standable. He's averaging 10 yards per carry, but he's in a spot where when the play breaks down, that's what he's going to do is run, and be it because there's pressure on him and he escapes the pocket, or because he notices that defenders have their backs turned to him, he takes off, and he gets good fantasy numbers that way. And if he runs for a touchdown on top of getting you 50, 60 yards, well, it creates a nice fantasy floor for you. He's had a minimum of 18 fantasy points each of his last three games. I think he can get you that many this week, and that should be close to the ceiling of what Jeff Driscoll will get you.
Dave, I know that there's plenty to talk about right now. However, I got to ask you this. Will Baker Mayfield become the first quarterback one the Browns have had in forever in next year's drafts? Will he be a quarterback one?
You mean next year's draft?
I think he'll get
picked in every league. The problem, there's going to be a big quarterback problem because, as you already know, there are so many good ones this year that are putting up. I mean, the floor for a good quarterback now is like 22 or 23 fantasy points. So you're going to want guys that have a chance to put up Patrick Mahomes-type numbers, like 30 to 35 fantasy points. Can Baker do that? I'd like to see what his receiving core looks like next year. Yeah. And my guess is that it'll look fairly similar to what they have this year, but the offensive line will be addressed, and that'll make it a little bit better. The other problem is that he's got a great running back in Nick Chubb. And I think that's part of the reason why the Browns are going to have a competitive game, but not necessarily a win or a great game for Baker Mayfield for the third week in a row, because Nick Chubb is such a great threat in the red zone that they can just lean on him. I think Chubb is going to be great for fantasy. That's a Brown that's going to be taken.
First round?
Top 24 pick.
Just two rounds.
He's going to be a first round pick. I think he's going to be a second round guy. But there will be people who go after him, again, because he's a great running back, first and foremost. That's the most important thing. The Browns aren't really going to have another option in their run game, and I expect them to really improve their offensive line this offseason. It'll help Baker, and it'll really help Chubb, but Chubb playing well takes opportunities away from Baker.
All right, Dave, let's get a streamer defense for this week. What do you got?
I'm going to go with the Lions. They're playing a little bit better. All the good things I had to say about Josh Allen, I forgot this one little small teeny-weeny piece. He turns the ball over a lot. So I think the Lions can try and pick up a couple of those turnovers. They had a pick six last week playing against rookie Josh Rosen. Now they get another rookie this week. I hate that they're on the road for the second week in a row. I hate that their best pass rusher went on IR. But I figure that they'll get you some decent numbers. And the Redskins DST is another streamer this week.
Really?
They're taking on Cody Kessler and the Jaguars. Yeah.
But they were so bad this past week.
They were terrible, but they were going up against Saquon Barkley. I think it's going to be an easier matchup for them. And Cody Kessler is really just not a good quarterback at all.
All right, Dave, let's get to some fan questions. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Peter asks, Sony Michel, Josh Adams, Josh Gordon. Got to start two.
Yikes. I'm going to sit Adams from that group. I'm not a big fan of Sony Michel, who's been getting that workload that we want at running back for the past 3 weeks, really, but he hasn't been able to turn it into great fantasy numbers. And even though the Steelers have allowed a bunch of touchdowns to running backs lately, there's no guarantee it's going to go to Sony Michel. It could go to James Devlin. It could go to James White. It's what a mess. I do think it's going to be a high-scoring game between the Patriots and the Steelers. I don't see Sony having a huge game. More importantly, I'm wondering if these bad games that he's been having could hurt him to keep getting 15-plus carries a game. But saying all that, I still like him better than Josh Adams against the Rams, because Adams is definitely losing playing time to Darren Sproles and Wendell Smallwood.
Which is crazy because he's looked good when he's played. But
he's looked great. Yeah. But and another thing is that I expect the Eagles to play from behind, and Adams really isn't a part of the game
right
when that happens.
All right, Novell asks, Luck or Breeze?
I'm going to go with Luck. Kind of a tough matchup for him against Dallas. Cowboys defense has been playing well. But Luck, to me, I think what happened against Jacksonville 2 weeks ago was just a rare blip on the radar.
Right.
I think the Colts are a good offense. And Andrew Luck might end up being my number one quarterback.
All right, more quarterback question from Josh. Two more. One from Josh says, Goff or Rivers?
I'm going to go with Goff. I think this is a bounce-back spot for him at home. He's played better at home than on the road. And Philadelphia's secondary, they make so many mistakes. You know, the play where they won, the Cowboys won the game off that tip pass and went off the hand of the defender for Philadelphia. Look, stuff like that's been happening to Philly for the last 3 or 4 weeks. They just don't have good corners right now. And I expect the Rams to just blow past them through the air.
Timmy asks, Cousins or Winston?
I'm going to go with Cousins, which might make you feel a little sick to your stomach. But Jameis is in a real tough spot on the road against the Ravens. Ravens really played a pretty good game defensively last week against Kansas City. They just had a hard time containing and getting to Patrick Mahomes. I think they'll have an easier time sacking Jameis Winston. Winston, I think, has a bunch of turnovers this week and is going to hurt your fantasy team more than Cousins.
Josh Gordon or Aaron Jones?
Is it PPR or non-PPR, Dustin?
He doesn't say. He
doesn't specify.
Okay, I'm going to go with Jones. I don't really love the matchup for him, obviously, going up against Chicago. I think the Bears kind of exorcise a lot of demons here against their bitter rival, because if they win this week, they win the division. I think they will make it hard on Jones, but he's been playing so well, and the opportunities for Gordon have just been too few and far between. He's not a sure thing. I think Jones is safer.
Spencer Ware or Dalvin Cook?
I don't know if Spencer Ware is going to play, and even if he does, he's going to split carries with Damian Williams. Dalvin Cook is going to be the focal point of this Vikings offense. They fired their offensive coordinator because they were 30th in the league in rushing, and they just didn't run the ball nearly as much as Mike Zimmer wanted them to, and it cost them opportunities in Monday's game. I think Dalvin Cook bounces back with a real nice game this week. We've seen him play very well as a pass catcher this year. Now I expect him to get more carries. And against the Dolphins at home, that's a huge thing. Minnesota in a must-win spot. Dalvin Cook has a shot at getting it like 100 total yards and a touchdown. He's going to be a top 12 running back for me this week.
All right, Dave, let's go rapid fire. You ready?
Born ready.
Here it is. All right, standard scoring from Brittany. Juju, Thielen, Devontae Adams. Start two.
I'm going to actually sit Thielen from this group.
Man, it's a tough decision. Timmy, yeah. James White or Lamar Miller?
Miller.
The Cleveland, Cohen, Gus Edwards, Ingram, Kerryon Johnson, if he plays, or Justin Jackson, pick two, PPR.
Okay, if Melvin Gordon is out, then I like Jackson to go with Tariq Cohen. If Melvin Gordon plays, then I'll go Ingram with Tariq Cohen.
Pineapple finger guns, need a solid tight end streamer to play over Njoku.
I'm glad Pineapple finger guns wrote this, because
always.
I think Ian Thomas is the perfect guy to go get. He had 11 targets last week from Cam Newton, 9 passes went into his hands, 77 yards. And with Cam Newton checking it down a lot, this is a guy who will benefit. Saints are really good against tight ends. They allowed 2 touchdowns last week, but it was the only 2 catches that Cameron Brate had. I think those targets are still going to be there for Ian Thomas, and if you're streaming tight ends, you can't ignore that type of number.
Speaking of tight ends, Brate or Cook from DJ?
Cook all the way.
Demos, Trubisky or Rodgers?
I guess I'm going to go with Rodgers. I'm a little nervous about Trubisky after what I saw from him on Sunday night against the Rams.
Melvin, Justin Jackson or Spencer Ware?
Well, it comes down to health, really. If Ware's playing and Melvin Gordon's playing, then Jackson's going to sit. If both these guys are active and Melvin Gordon is not playing, then Jackson would be my choice.
Trubisky or Cousins?
Cousins.
PPR league, Philip Lindsay or Leonard Fournette?
Lindsay.
Wentz or Trubisky?
Wentz.
Trey Burton or go for Ian Thomas on the waiver wire?
Go for Ian Thomas. I made the mistake of buying into Trey Burton for one more week with Trubisky back. It was a good matchup for him. It didn't work out. He stinks.
Watson or Mayfield?
I'm going to go with Deshaun, but it's really close between the two. I think they're both going to be risky plays this week, but Watson's rushing gives him an edge.
Luck or Newton?
Luck. Cam, I don't know if you can even trust as a top 12 guy.
Yeah.
The way that he's been playing.
PPR, Corey Davis, Boyd, or Galladay?
Galladay would be the choice. Going up against Buffalo, it's not going to be easy, but I think he's going to get the most work.
Big Ben, Luck, and Breeze. Pick two.
I'm going to sit Breeze from that trio.
Ian Thomas, David Njoku, or Trey Burton, PPR?
I'm going to go with Thomas. Njoku, just, I think he's had one game in his last six with a touchdown and one game in his last eight with more than 55 yards. It's not good.
Here's an ugly choice. Robert Foster, Ellington, or Fitzgerald? He needs two.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure if Ellington ends up playing, so that might make the choice for you. And I'm nervous to trust Larry Fitzgerald on the road. He has not been good in that spot this season.
Goff or Ryan?
Who or Ryan? I'm sorry.
Goff or Ryan?
Goff.
Galladay, Shepard, Davis.
If I'm starting two, it's going to be Galladay and Davis. Shepard will be third.
And Brady or Rivers?
Give me Tom Brady against the Steelers.
All right, ton of questions. And Dave answering them all. Good job as always.
Brown's going to make the playoffs, Dave.
What I do?
Dave, the Browns going to make the playoffs.
Not this year. Not this year, Doug.
But they'll make it next year, I think.
I think so. They're really headed in a great
direction.
They do. Awesome.
Yeah, yep. No doubt. Dave, great stuff.
Thanks,
as always,
Dave.
Buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, you got it, guys. Good luck in your playoffs.
Yeah.
Thanks,
you too. Dave Richard, our CBSSports.com fantasy football guru.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.